ever use rancid?
Rancid.
But most likely stale.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say rancid too. I think either one.
Do you ever make anything out of hog liver?
No, I never did.
You ever hear people talk about it?
Yes, I have heard way back, but I don't know how it's made, and we never made any.
You ever hear souse?
No.
Blood pudding?
I've heard of it, but I never had any.
Pun husk? Now the meat that comes off the side of the hog, we call
side point, you mean?
Well, where this bacon.
Bacon, oh yes, bacon.
And a big piece of this, you might refer to a whole, I didn't buy a pound of bacon, I bought a whole.
Slab?
Did you say side?
Slab. I didn't say slab.
Slab, huh?
Slab of bacon. Uh-huh. Slab of bacon.
But not side. Every side. Slab's fine. I
mean, side of bacon. Maybe they do. I didn't say slab of bacon.
Uh-huh. And you ever hear fletch? Fletch of bacon?
No.
Now, the tough part on the outside of the bacon, we call the...
rind.
Okay. Now, if you let milk stand a while and it gets kind of thick, you might, if you had a bowl, you could say, I have a bowl of,
sour milk?
Do you ever have, clabber?
Clabber, that's good, too.
Bonnie clabber?
No, I didn't.
You ever hear of loppered milk?
Oh, yes, loppered milk is sour milk.
Now, the sort of thing that we buy in the store and make a salad off of, and you take a pineapple ring and put it in the middle.
Oh, that's cowseed.
You ever have an old word for that?
My folks call it Dutch cheese. Mm-hmm.
You never used pot cheese?
Mostly Dutch cheese, and then later on we called it cottage cheese.
My family was smear cheese.
Yeah, that's what you bag.
Germans, of course.
Germans, yes.
Now, there's a kind of a liquid you put on pudding sometimes. You pour it over it. You have a word for that?
Sauce?
Mm-hmm. You ever call it anything else? Dip?
No.
Now, a little bit of food that you take between regular meals, you might refer to that. Well, I'm just going to have a little...
lunch.
That would be maybe a cracker and a glass of milk or something. Lunch. I never use a snack.
Yes, I
like
snack. It's quite bad. Mm-hmm.
But a little lunch should be...
either one. I've heard the snack not as much as I have lunch, perhaps more.
What do you call what you eat at about noon?
Dinner.
And what do you call it?
Well, it depends where you live.
Sure.
If you're living on a farm, you have your dinner at noon.
Uh-huh.
While if you're living in town and the family comes home at night, they have their dinner at night. And lunch at noon.
That's why I have trouble with this word.
Yeah.
I always have supper in the evening and dinner at noon.
Yeah, that's right.
No farm carry over here.
Yes.
I never lived on it. My folks did.
Well, on the farm, it was dinner at noon and supper at night. It had to be because they work.
I might ask you a question in regards to the number of meals you had a day. I'd say, how often have you, how many times have you
eaten?